Imagine, if you will, a tornado whose true core diameter is 800 meters and represented by the dotted line. But note that as range increases from the radar, represented by the x-axis, the 1 degree effective beam width increases in diameter. Where the effective beam width is less than the true core diameter of the tornado, the radar should observe a TS. Beyond about 45 kilometers in range from the radar, the effective beam width increases above the tornado diameter, and this is where a TVS would be seen by radar. The transition range is that gray zone between a TVS and a TS. Let's remember that this transition range is for this size tornado only. The existence of a TS does not guarantee that you're able to resolve the tornado width. The apparent core diameter of the TS immediately increases as range increases, even if the true core diameter remains fixed. As you see in this figure, there is no change in how rapidly the diameter estimate increases with range, even through the transition region from the TS to the TVS. Perhaps the apparent core diameter of an extremely large tornado would more closely match its true core diameter, since it's more than 4 radials wide. But even in such a case, it is going to be still an overestimate.